there's stories all over Canada about the little town of Smiths Falls, population 9,000. And they're calling it, Smiths Falls is the little town that marijuana saved. So can you tell us how that happened?
I tell you, it's pretty true. It's pretty amazing. I guess it was about 4 years ago, these people came into town and they wanted to, there was an old Hershey plant here, which was shut down, and they wanted to open up shop, do medical marijuana. And actually the council, surprisingly, jumped right in behind them and said, yeah, we're going to support you. This sounds like a good idea. Next thing you know, 4 years later, they've taken over the complete plant, have increased the footage of it by, almost doubled it. They've got more buildings across the street. By the way, they're just right across the street from the police station. They've invigorated the local economy quite a bit because, you know, there's tons of people now working there, hundreds, and it's increasing weekly.
Wow. Because I remember 35 years ago when I worked in Smiths Falls with you, their Hershey Chocolate Factory was a big employer there. And they did the tours and everything, and they sold the broken chocolate bars at the end in the outlet store. And that was a big tourist thing. So Tweed is the name of the company that's opened the plant in Smiths Falls, right?
Yeah, it's Tweed. The mother company is Canopy Growth.
Mm-hmm.
Tweed is the local branch, and they're the mothership. We've actually got people coming from around the world to see how they're doing it here. They're state-of-the-art, the number one medical marijuana producer in the world. Right next door, here in Smiths Falls?
In Smiths Falls.
Wow.
That's incredible.
How about that?
Have you had a chance to have a tour?
Yes, I have, actually, and everybody can. As long as you're 19 or older, the old walkway that used to walk around to see the Hershey plant,
they've refurbished it,
and it's more of an educational tour. So you go through, there's a couple of stations where you can sit down, learn a little bit about marijuana and how it's all come about, and then you do the tour, and you get to see all the grow rooms and even their own little chocolate factory that they're opening there. Edibles will be on the way soon, I'm sure.
Wow.
So do you get a little, like, taste test in the gift shop?
I wish. Actually, when I went through, I got to try out some of the chocolate. They bought up this local world-famous chocolate producer from one of the small towns. Anyways, killer chocolate. It was not infused with anything.
So it's just chocolate.
But, you know, in the very near future, it'll be like touring a brewery or a distillery where they're going to be able to open up and actually sell their own product there.
Smiths Falls is indeed the little town saved by weed.
You know, I got to say, though, they are really good corporate citizens, like supporting causes in the community, although there were a few causes that would say, no thanks, you know, because it was marijuana. But geez, we had our very first Pride Parade, and about 100 people from Tweed were down there, and they were handing out all sorts of Tweed stuff with rainbow color on it. They saved our zombie walk the other day. And another thing, they don't have a cafeteria in their plant. They make sure that either you bring your own lunch in or you buy from local restaurants, support local businesses. They're really good folks to have around.